It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You met another Dad Joke Friday for you here on the 14th of March as we get started today. Greg Carlson's with us from his office in downtown Tracy at Tracy Insurance. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Heath. Happy Friday.
And happy Dad Joke Friday to you. Why don't you kick it off for us this morning?
I let a pasta chef borrow my car the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, he returned it all denty.
Oh, boy. love it. Hey, what do you call a network of shy people?
A network of shy people? I don't know what.
A nervous system.
Nervous system. You're well-versed on the old, kids song, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, the adult version, wallet, keys, glass, and phone.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget them.
Got to check the back pocket. Got to check the head for the glasses, the keys, that phone. Yep.
Good to go. Let's go. Hey, I don't know about you, Greg, but I always found the way lumberjacks speak to be fascinating.
Oh, no, I guess I really hadn't thought about it.
Oh, yeah. They have such a distinct accent.
Heath, how many introverts does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh boy, I'm not sure.
Why does this have to be a group activity?
Exactly.
Some of my introverts out there will love that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Yeah. Hey, why do chickens only make one sound, Greg?
Why do chickens only make one sound? I haven't a clue.
No, they just can't think outside of the box.
I don't think I told you this, but I bought Christina a pug the other day as a present.
Oh, really?
Yeah, despite the squash nose, bulging eyes, and rolls all over the place, the dog seemed to like her.
Oh boy.
Sorry, Christina. Not true. She's not listening today, so I got away with that one.
I have a feeling somebody will hear about it.
Not true. It's only a joke. I would never say that.
Boy, I forgot to tell you, I found a great place online to order sausage.
Oh, okay. What's that?
I'll send you a link.
Since she's not listening anyway, Christina said to me the other day, if you won the lottery, would you still love me? You know what I told her?
What'd you say?
Of course I would. I'd miss you, but I'd still love you.
I asked the trainer at my boxing gym the other day if I could try sparring with myself.
Oh, okay. How'd that go?
Yeah, he said, knock yourself out.
Did you do it? The other day, Nolan, he asked me what my favorite joke of all time was.
Okay.
Yeah, I told him I can't pick a favorite. I love my kids equally.
Yeah, right. Sorry, boys. Oh, boy. Well, I invented a measuring cup, Greg, for blind people with a speaker that tells you how full it is.
Oh, that seems like a quality invention.
Yeah, it speaks volumes.
One cup. I like it. You know the phrase, bear with me, right, Heath? I love that phrase. I love that phrase.
Okay.
Well, it either means be patient or the zoo heist was a success.
It was. We got him.
Come along. Bear with me.
Oh, boy. Did you hear this? The Incredible Hulk has started recycling.
Oh, good for him. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he decided to go green.
good Hulk. Good job, buddy. Yeah. Heath, what happens when you play a country song backwards?
I don't know.
Well, you get your wife back, your truck back, and your dog back.
Oh, that's a good thing or not. Oh, boy. What do you call an apology, Greg, that's sent in dots and dashes?
An apology? I don't know what.
Remorse code.
Oh. Heath, why did two big cats get a divorce?
Why did two big cats get a divorce? I don't know.
Well, because one was a lion and the other one was a cheetah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know how queso is Spanish for cheese, right?
Yeah.
Queso is Minnesotan for, I've got bad news.
That's true. Yeah, that's my favorite Minnesota. Have you ever seen videos on people explaining that?
Oh, I have not. No, I'll have to.
Oh, they're good. You should try and find one. How to explain the yeah, no, yeahs of Minnesota. All right, back to them. What do you call a dinosaur that takes care of its teeth?
A dinosaur that takes care of its teeth? I'm not sure.
A velociraptor.
Oh, he philosophizes every day.
That's a good one for the second graders.
Yes. Hey, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
Man, I don't know what.
I got no idea.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. Last night, my kids, they were throwing Scrabble tiles at each other again and again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told them it's all fun and games until somebody loses an eye.
Oh, boy. This was rough. Heather called me the other day to ask me to pick up chips and salsa on the way home from work and then abruptly hang up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's still bitter that she let me name the twins.
Come on, Chips.
Let's go,
Salsa. Two sisters, Salsa. I like it. Heath, what's the best kind of advice to give to an architect?
Oh, boy, I'm not sure.
Well, constructive criticism.
Of course. Duh. Oh, boy. Well, the other day I went to a thrift store and I bought an old record album that was titled Sounds Wasps Make. So I got home and played it and I thought to myself, this doesn't sound anything like Wasps.
Must be a bestseller. Okay.
Right. Well, I realized I was playing the B side. Long way to get there, but
some of the youngsters won't understand that one.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the last one I have. Maybe another second grade joke here. Okay. Where does an electric cord go shopping?
An electric cord? I'm not sure.
The outlet mall.
Of course. Duh. Oh boy. All right. Here's my last one then for today. A little Bible joke for you. You know, Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Uh-huh. His disciples exclaimed in amazement, "No way." He said, "Yahweh."
Oh, there you go. Joke Friday wrapped it up. Put a bow on it.
There you go. It's brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living.